Shkoyach, Mike. That was terrific. We're enormously grateful to everybody for coming and giving these wonderful shiurim, which we rather guessed might get. I'm sure we lost something from the 2 hours, but it's terrific stuff. And the learning, as has been remarked, is all Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Zalman Yaakov Bar Nachman, who I remember a little bit from Family Week days as being someone of great moral decency and sensitivity. I remember him as somebody whose moral sensitivities were just straight down the line. And I like to think that he would have shared with me two troubling images from the last year, from 2016, which I think would have troubled him as much as they troubled me. And I don't give a share in this exalted company. I just offer a couple of thoughts to think about. And these thoughts are based on these two troubling images. For me, the most troubling images of 2016 were, and with young company, I shall try and avoid being too specific, but they were a person being tied up, trussed up like a chicken, on the top of a tall building under the Daesh regime, and hurled off to his death, stories below, and then set upon by a mob with stones. And the other particularly upsetting image is of a lady kneeling down and being pelted with stones by a mob, also under Daesh regime. And to me, there are two words. Glenn used an interesting word this morning, interesting phrase. He says, Rav Lichtenstein says, that we have to grow up a little bit. We have to grow up in terms of our sensitivities about halacha. We have to grow about Das Torah. We have to come out of the Middle Ages a little bit. And Michael used the phrase from, he was slightly paraphrasing from the Reb Moshe. He said we have to show decency as well. I don't know I don't know what Derech Herzl or Ivan Sabrius. I don't know which has to be involved. But I want to ask the following question. Do we also have to grow up in terms of moral sensitivities? We have come out of the Middle Ages in a lot of different ways. The concept of Das Torah, as Glenn says, if you're sitting in the Middle Ages surrounded by people who believe in holy people, in holy people generally, in a very medieval way, we're infected by that. We are culturally acquisitive. Our music is affected, our art is affected. Why should our sensitivities be any more exempt? And I want to ask, is there an aspect of moral sensitivity that also grows? Now, let's start with the halacha. The halacha is, where do we get these troubling images from? These troubling images that we saw on the television, we could have got them from the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. We could have got them from the Gemara. I'm just going to read us one little halacha. Keitzad mitzvos haniskol. Rachlik mibeis haskila abram, is afshitin es mechuyu skila begodov, umechasne evosim infonov, where did we see exactly what we saw? The place where the skiller is carried out is a high. It's a shtei koimos, which we learned the chabura learning halach Sanhedrin. We learned there's discussion. Does that actually mean two stories of a building, which would make it particularly uncomfortably like what we saw on the television, or is it actually a much smaller height as Livga? The shame Huva Aidus and one of the Aidim shoves him off the building so that he falls in a particular way, so that he lands with his the idea, again, there's machlokes about what this actually means, but the idea is probably he lands face down. If he dies, that's fine. We don't trouble him any further, which is extremely morally sensitive of us. The Aiden take a stone, and it has to be Masa Shnei Bnei Odom. It's a heavy stone. I'm trying to avoid giving nightmares to youngsters. Hurls the thing on him, and if that doesn't work, then it's a mitzvah for Kol Yisrael who sees this to come forward and to have a go. Now, I find that extremely troubling. because in theory, what's going to happen? We have, Im Yitzhak Hashem, Moshiach comes tomorrow, the Beis HaMikdash is built the day after, the Kohanim and the Sanhedrin set up the day after that. Is this a picture of what we are going to do in, hopefully, 3 days' time? Now, there's a whole load, and Michael could give us the 2 hours on this, and there's vast range of different approaches to this in our lot. Vast range. Everything from the, yes, what you're worrying about, and that what this actually is, in the words of one of our teachers, this just shows you've all got a bit infected by sort of Western ideas, and actually it's fine, and we'd all be living back, we'd all be happy with that sort of thing again, and it's not barbaric, it's just we've gone a bit soft in our old cultural age. You will find certainly people who will say that. Then at the other end, you will find at some point you will come out of the halachic spectrum, because at some point you will find you'll get people who are more and more uncomfortable, and you will find people who say, actually we won't do that anymore. And they will have left, if they turn around and say those mitzvahs of the Torah are simply botel, they reflect a way of life that we've grown out of, they will have removed themselves from the Dalet Amos of Halacha. Because that is simply to say, well, God got a few things wrong and we've learned a bit better how to behave than God knew in the Torah, that is straight outside. But in the middle, what you will find is a number of different answers about possibilities as follows. Number one, the Gemara is adding a lot. The Rambam is simply digesting here the Gemara and Hilchos Sanhedrin. And a lot of these details are added by Chazal to reflect the requirements of the Torah, as the Psukim are not very detailed. Is it possible, and don't get too worked up here, because I'm only asking, is it possible? Everybody relax. Is it possible that humane injection, and some of you may find that particularly doctors may regard that just as horrendous as throwing people off buildings, but is it possible that humane injections would come to be, al pi halacha, the way that the sun, don't worry Paul, I only said is it possible, and the answer is it is possible, by which I mean you will not have left the four corners of halacha if you argue that these details were how it was carried out in the times of the first Sanhedrin, and that yes, there will still be the aspect of capital punishment, and the rabbis discuss in great detail, for example, is capital punishment allowed as part of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, and a large number of poskim say it's not just allowed, it's actually obligatory for them to have a form of capital punishment for murder and for various other crimes. So is it possible that we will end up with a capital punishment, but it will be humane punishment? That is certainly an area, that is certainly a line that a person could take without leaving the four corners of halacha. Now, in my last 2 minutes, but I'm only going to give myself two because I'll probably overrun. In my last 2 minutes, what I want to say is this. My own approach, which I just wish to bother people with for the sake of it, is this. I don't know, and I don't want to know, because I think there are lots of reasons why we don't have a Sanhedrin today, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today. And you know, lots of people have asked, why haven't we built it? You know, we could build one. Lots of people have suggested we should. Or is it? I think there are lots of reasons why we are still in Golos. And one aspect of Golos is actually being a little bit unsure. This is one person. There's Karbonos is also another aspect. I don't know what is going to happen and how I am going to feel, how we are going to feel. I don't know what the Kohen Gadol is going to proclaim on the first day when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And for me, moral sensitivity is about remaining unsure, remaining troubled, and remaining alive to the issue. And what troubles me about the person over here who says, it's all nonsense, it'll all be fine, we'll throw people off buildings and maybe Daesh get it wrong because they're all uncivilized, but it'll all be fine and we'll see. There's no moral thinking there. And in terms of we have to grow up and behave decently, what that means to me is we have to constantly keep our moral sensitivities alive and working. And the person over here who says, well, I've got no trouble with it because I've gone through the Torah and anything that bothers me I've thrown out. That's also not. That's not keeping your moral sensitivities alive. For me, a large part of the concept of modern orthodoxy, which is being sensitive to cultural values from outside and comparing. We talked about this yesterday about what value we get from outside, from Shifra and Pua and from Yis and other people. For me, Partridge is about being alert to the fact that there are aspects of Torah which trouble me, which I do not yet know how they will be resolved, but we believe, be'emunah shleima, that when Moshiach comes, he will give, tishbi yataretz kushas ebuyos, he will give answers which meet our moral aspirations, meet our moral sensitivities, and bring us an opportunity for true ruchnius, which allows us to reawaken the ruchnius of our people, and through our people, the whole world. Ad sheyovei melech, goyim moshiach, and hey, amen, amen, v'amen. Shkoyach, everybody who's given shiurim, shkoyach Yoni, shkoyach Ashley, whose idea I think it was, and or whoever, or Yoni idea it was, and everybody who's helped to make this morning a timely success. Shkoyach.